KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
Time for the Fish Report here on KSDP. Today is June the 17th. We've got numbers reflecting June the 16th, 2025. We got the Alaska Harvest Summary as well as the Escapement Summary, which includes the largest single day of sockeye escaped a Porzinski weir by this time in the season in the last 10 years. Starting out with the Harvest Summary, 13,700 sockeye delivered yesterday across the area for a total of 157,000 to date. For the Shumigan Islands, 2,500 fish delivered yesterday for a total of 27,600. No noticeable changes in pink or chum for a total of 4,200 pinks and 5,600 chum. 9,000 sockeye delivered in South Unimak area. They're at 127,000 to date. No significant pink deliveries. 2,000 chum in Unimak for a total of 33,000 to date. And then Nelson Lagoon, off a strong Nelson River escapement, they've had their first day of harvest. They're at 3,200 to date. Looking at the harvest summary for the AK pen, yesterday 1,400 fish up the weir in Chignik. They're at 45,000. Still the strongest post 2017 by quite a number. Nelson River, 3,200 for a total of 11,800 to date, and they are about 10 times ahead of any year in the last 10. 600 in the Bear for a total of 2,700, putting them pretty high up as well post 2017. And then Ilnik had 400 fish go up the weir there. They're at 11,000, and that puts them in mid-range. Again, 84 fish in Orzinski. That is now 84 for the season and well ahead of any year in the last 10. There was 28 by now in 2021. And then 4 up the Iluk River for a total of 15 to date. That does it for the fish report here on KSDP. This report was brought to you by the Aleut Corporation. Stay tuned for more great programming coming up right now on KSDP.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitka Nap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, north winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with areas of fog. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with areas of fog. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with areas of fog. Port Hedland and Nelson Lagoon, today west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, west winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with areas of fog. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with areas of fog. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, sunny with highs near 52, northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with lows near 43, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. And Wednesday, sunny with highs near 53, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the morning. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a low tide at 12:59 a.m. at 2 feet 11 inches, a high at 6:29 a.m. at 5 foot 10 inches, a low at 1:26, a minus tide of 1 inch, and a high tonight at 8:26 at 5 foot 10 inches. Your sun rose at 5:59 this morning, and your sun will set at 11:26, giving us 17 hours and 26 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Coming up on KUCB News, Unalaskans hosted a No Kings protest against President Donald Trump's policies, and researchers are linking Bering Sea seal deaths to the same toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. Stay tuned.
Programming on KUCB is made possible by Galena Interior Learning Academy, reaching out to high school students and their parents about an opportunity that can open the door to a great career. Galena Interior Learning Academy, also known as GILA, is a residential high school where students can study aviation for free and even get their private pilot's license by the time they finish high school. GILA students can also study cosmetology, culinary arts, welding, construction, auto mechanics, and more. Room and board are completely free, and even round-trip flights to Galena each semester are covered by the school. If you know a high schooler anywhere in Alaska who's ready for a fresh start and real-world skills, check out GILA. Enrollment for this fall is open now, and you can learn more and apply online at gilaschool.org. That's G-I-L-A school.org.
Good afternoon, and thanks for joining us. It's Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. Did you know that bull kelp can grow up to 2 inches a day? Now you do. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk, with some local news from Unalaska. More than 40 Unalaskans gathered Saturday afternoon for a No Kings rally as part of a national movement protesting President Donald Trump and his policies. KUCB's Sophia Stewart Rossi reports.
On a typical Saturday afternoon in Unalaska, the island is quiet. It's easy to hear birds sing and the river flowing through town. But not this afternoon. Residents are gathered for the No Kings rally at the four-way stop.
No kings, no crowns. We the people won't bow down.
They're protesting against President Donald Trump and his administration, and what some say is an overuse of power resembling a king. And according to their protest signs, the only kings some Unalaskans want are king crab and king salmon. Sharon Svarney Livingston made some of those signs, and she also organized the protest. She says the rally backs what the United States founders created, a governing body to run the country.
It was just normal, regular, everyday people governing together, making that constitution, making sure that there was a rule of law that was, you know, going to guide us through the messes that we might get into.
Protesters are mostly talking amongst themselves during the one-hour rally. As cars stop at the intersection, protesters wave at them, and drivers sometimes wave back, giving a thumbs up or even honk. People of all ages are at the peaceful protest, including children. And for Svarney Livingston, that's one reason she put together the gathering, so children could learn how to show up for the community.
You see those two kids over there? She brings her kids to everyone we have. And I just think it's really important because then they learn the responsibility, social responsibility. When I teach kids about plants, we do everything hands-on, and I'm telling you, these kids remember it for the rest of their lives. So they will remember this forever.
But not all Unalaskans feel the same. A majority of Unalaskans voted for Trump in the 2024 presidential election. Trump also had local support in 2020. However, it didn't stop these protesters from chanting. Svarney Livingston says she'll continue to organize these kinds of rallies in the future to support the Constitution and the rule of law. In Unalaska, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi.
Researchers say for the first time they've linked seal deaths in the Bering Sea to the same toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning. The findings were published last month in the journal Marine Mammal Science. Last summer, about 10 dead fur seals washed up on a beach on St. Paul Island, a small community in the middle of the Bering Sea. Tribal staff from the Aleut community of St. Paul Island recovered the fur seals, froze the carcasses, and sent tissue samples to a lab that monitors algal blooms across the country. Lauren Devine runs the tribe's Ecosystem Conservation Office and is one of the article's authors. She says the results were clear. The seals had been poisoned by a neurotoxin tied to warming waters.
It paralyzes the body. It likely caused them to just suffocate, not even drown, but they're just stop their lungs from working, stop all of their systems from working, and totally paralyze them.
The toxin is called saxitoxin, well known in shellfish, but undocumented in Alaska seal populations.
This is, in fact, the first documented marine mammal die-off with saxitoxin as the suspected cause. And so that was super important for us to get it out there and get everyone aware of it.
Saxitoxin is produced by harmful algal blooms, colonies of algae that can form when ocean waters warm. The yearly blooms are part of a normal cycle in the Bering Sea, but climate change is making them more frequent and more dangerous.
We're seeing this really just stark warming every year without any type of resetting it back to cold. And so seeing toxic algal blooms and toxic phytoplankton as often as we are is something that is really alarming.
Fur seal is an important subsistence food for St. Paul, but so far there's no sign of risk to the community. That's because people only harvest young males, and those animals haven't shown signs of exposure. The seals affected were mostly females and pups, which feed more actively at sea. The tribe is monitoring closely. As of right now, Divine says the fur seal harvest is safe for the upcoming subsistence season. An eagle made an unexpected visit to a Petersburg home earlier this month. It didn't end well for the eagle. But as KFSK's Taylor Heckert reports, luckily these visits are rare.
Terry Tolan was making breakfast in her kitchen when she heard a loud crash from her living room.
I've never heard anything like that. Just glass, and the first thought was, what on earth could be falling that made that big of a noise?
She went to investigate.
I walked around the corner and saw a bird, an eagle, full-grown eagle, in my house.
The eagle was hopping around like it was trying to find a way out. Tolan was used to seeing eagles fly around her house, which is surrounded by big evergreen trees. But they'd never come inside before. The eagle crashed through a closed, double-paned window on the second story of her home.
He was coming fast. There was a fish that he had dropped midway through the room.
A big orange rockfish was now in Tolan's living room, along with lots of shattered glass and an eagle.
I couldn't walk out because there was glass all over the place. And so I just started screaming for my husband. And I guess there was a lot of noise with eagles outside and he couldn't really hear me.
Once Tolan's husband came inside, they were able to get the eagle to move to their back porch. They called the police. Unfortunately, the eagle died shortly after. Tolan says she feels sad that the eagle didn't make it. But it was lucky nobody was in the living room.
One thing that I was thinking was how fortunate we are that no one was sitting on the couch, because those shards of glass just came blasting through, and it was a dangerous situation if somebody would have been in there.
An eagle crashing through your window is a pretty rare occurrence in Alaska. Jennifer Cedarleaf is the avian director at the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka. They rehabilitate injured birds, mostly bald eagles.
So I've worked here 30 years, and in that 30 years, I think we've had 3 eagles that went through windows, then maybe 2 or 3 that just hit the window and didn't go through the window. But yeah, it's not a really common thing.
Cedarleaf says that in the few crashes she's seen, usually the eagle has a fish with them, just like the eagle that crashed into Tolan's house.
Eagles are big scavengers, and they don't like to put a lot of effort into hunting, but they will put a lot of effort into chasing another eagle that already has a piece of fish in its talons. So when they're chasing each other, they tend to not pay attention to where they're going, and a lot of times that's when it happens, that they'll hit the window.
Sometimes eagles survive these crashes, and sometimes they don't. Cedarleaf says that it depends on how hard the eagle hits a window. Eagles are big animals. Males can be up to 10 pounds, while females can be up to 14 pounds. There are a lot of products that homeowners can put up in their windows to make it more likely for birds to see them. But Cedarleaf says those products are mostly for smaller birds. If an eagle isn't looking where it's going, she says making your windows easier to see probably won't help. Since these kinds of crashes are rare, Cedarleaf says that homeowners shouldn't be too concerned about having unexpected eagles come visit. In Petersburg, I'm Taylor Heckert.
Let's take a look at what's happening in Unalaska this week. The Kamalungan tribe is hosting an open discussion about local environmental issues tonight starting at 6 o'clock in the library. Learn about ongoing tribal projects and share your input with the environmental team. The PCR is hosting a Juneteenth celebration Thursday evening from 6 to 8 o'clock in the community park on Broadway. Celebrate Black history, resilience, community, and the continued journey toward equity and justice. DJ Carlos will spin some records, and the Unalaska Fire Department will serve delicious barbecue. For info on everything else happening in town, check out your community calendar at KUCB.org. That's the news from Unalaska. This is KUCB 89.7 FM. I'm your host, Andy Lusk. For more local coverage and community events, check out our website at KUCB.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecasts. Take it easy out there.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP, starting with job openings. The QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an administrative assistant. The Palos Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. The City of Sandpoint is hiring a part-time pull-tab sales assistant and a mechanic. The King Cove Department of Public and Safety is looking to hire a certified police officer. Interested applicants can contact the King Cove PD at 907-497-2210. APIA is hiring an ICWA caseworker in Sandpoint and a lead Head Start teacher in King Cove. EATS is hiring a behavioral health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in Sandpoint or King Cove. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. And today is June 17th, 2025. Happy birthday to Madison Thompson. Happy birthday to Benita Babcock. Happy birthday to Auntie Beverly Mack. And happy birthday to Shirley Kenizaroff. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor, featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
We'll be right back. the platform, the man gave me the news. He said, you must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes? Well, I seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone forever. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to KSDP. KSDP radio broadcasts at 8:30 a.m. from Sandpoint, Alaska, on translator K201DA at 88.1 FM from King Cove, Alaska, and streams online at apradio.org.
Thank you. cross your back, I can see you had your fun. But darling, can't you see my signals turn from green to red? And with you, I can see a traffic jam straight up ahead.
Down by the river. side. There is no reason for you to hide. It's so hard for me staying here all alone when you could be taking me for a ride.
On. This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun. We are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Feeling pretty and witty, sinking into the deep. They all run together, your nights and your days, and it seems your memory is slipping away. Well, it's chicken today, feathers tomorrow, laughter and liquor. We've a mask of sorrow. It's chicken today, feathers tomorrow. Guess we're all borrowing time. Well, you really hit rock bottom this time. You traded crystal champagne for Thunderbird wine. You burned all your bridges and you burned all your friends when you never thought that the party would end. Well, it's chicken today, feathers tomorrow, laughter and liquor. We've a mask of sorrow. It's chicken today, feathers tomorrow. I guess we're all borrowing time. Go ahead. Took all of his love and you made it obscene. You cried and complained that he's all that you need. That's when it came down, that dirty old deed. And it's chicken today and feathers tomorrow, laughter and liquor, leave a mask of sorrow. All borrowing time. One more time. Well, it's chicken today and it's feathers tomorrow. Your laughter and liquor, we've a mask of sorrow. Chicken today, feathers tomorrow. I guess we're all